the king of the interruption, questioning every word they say with seemingly endless patience until he's answered or shut down. David kicks the car door closed with his foot, his son's weight pulling him off balance. He is holding his phone to his ear with his free hand.
"Tell him if he says a word about any of this," he says quietly so as not to wake the boy. "We'll sue him biblically until he thinks lawyers are falling out of the sky like frogs."
At 56, David wears a hard layer of fat around his frame like a bulletproof vest. He has a strong chin and a good head of hair. In the 1990s, David built a name for himself running political campaigns, governors, senators, and one two-term president. But he retired in 2000 to run a lobbying firm on K Street. 2 years later, an aging billionaire approached him with the idea of starting a 24-hour news network. 13 years and $13 billion in corporate revenue later, David has a top-floor office with bomb-resistant glass and access to the corporate jet. He doesn't get to see the kids enough. David and Maggie both agree on this, though they fight about it regularly. Which is to say, she raises the issue and he gets defensive, even though at heart he feels the same. But then, isn't that what marriage is? Two people fighting for land rights to the same 6 inches?